take on board that, you know, parents especially as are such a blessing that we have to be right with them right from day one. And you know what, I take my hat off to you in that respect. So, you know, mashallah, very well done. It then goes on in front of me. It says, you know, you continued with that and became a criminal solicitor's advocate.
Yeah, basically, I can go represent clients in the Crown Court. That was always my dad's dream also, to see me in the role of a barrister as well.
Mm-hmm.
But being a solicitor advocate, you wear two hats. Basically, you appear before the magistrates' court and you can also represent your clients in the Crown Court as well.
Right.
Whereas being a solicitor, you couldn't do representation in the Crown Court, but by becoming a solicitor advocate, I have best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. And going on further from that, you know, I've got, because I want to tighten into, you know, the future where you are now is, you know, it says due to the cutbacks and legal aid, and unfortunately your dad's passing away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a place in Jannah, in 2007, you closed that and decided to look elsewhere.
Well, basically what happened, I lost my father in 2007. I think all my family was really shocked by his death because he was young, but Allah Mias gave us enough time to spend with him, so I'm very grateful to Allah Mias for that.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it was going through various things in your life at that time, and I made the correct business decision, because in that period the government was also making changes with the legal aid and cutting down on number of firms who could do legal aid work.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the sensible choice, which was close the practice down. My clients have known me for years. They will follow wherever I go. So I ended up working for a big firm, which is where I'm still working.
Which is down in the southwest, yeah?
Yeah, but the firm who I work with have nothing to do with my football career.
And that nicely leads on to that. What and how did that all come about?
Oh, that was just for a number of years. I've got a lot of friends who are in the football industry who've been doing it for a very long time, and they're mainly males, and they've always said, Shneera, you're a lawyer, there isn't that many women, or we don't know of any women, especially Asian women, who are actually football agents.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been going on about it to me for years and years. I call these guys my guardian angels. That's how I refer to them. And then one day, one of the guys decided just to get me the application and said, right, off you go. And that's what I did. So I think it was in October 2013.
Yeah, that's what I've got. So it was a bit of gentle persuasion by your guardian angels that led you onto the role and the route that you have
now
come
on. Well, what they said to me, we will not let you fall.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's a male world out there, but we will not let you fall. I was given all my training and everything. They said, yes, we know the world will be watching you, but we are there to support you throughout. And to be quite honest, alhamdulillah, these guys have been amazing, because without them I wouldn't be here either. So I have two lots of people to thank. First, it's always going to be my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then these guardian angels who from nowhere came into my life and gave me this respect and gave me this title.
If they are listening, would you like to mention their names? I mean, you don't have to if you don't want
no,
to.
No, I don't mention their names. Maybe
that's
one
fine.
Day. One day.
That's totally...
But I refer them to...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I thought I'd lost you then. That's fine.
No, you haven't lost me. Basically, and then I got a pep talk. I think it was just about Christmas time of... I think it was 2013. And I still remember what one of my advisors said to me. They said, here is the key. You have the golden key. It's your choice now what you do with it. Whether you lock that door or you keep that door unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was nerve-wracking. It was very nerve-wracking when they said, right, you have to make the decision now. And I said, fine, I will do, because I was already registered, but the world and the media knew nothing about me then.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think in January, it was just like a roller coaster ride.
That was January 2014, wasn't it, last year?
Yeah, 14, that was it. So yeah. I said to the guys, I will do whatever I have to put a name out there, especially for women, especially for the Asians, and especially for the women in sports as well.
And so, how did you find then coming in, first of all, from a female perspective, in a whole so-called macho modern, you know, men's world, and secondly, as an Asian, how did you feel? You know, I know you had your guardian angels that were there behind you, that were making sure that you didn't fall, but how did you find other people within the footballing world?
Max, I'll give you an example. I deal with criminals every day. They're all male.
Maybe so, but, you know, it's...
No, to me, let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when I entered the criminal field, this was years ago. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Again, it was a challenge because in those days, a lot of the women would go into family or wills and probate.
Yeah.
There wasn't that many Asian female criminal lawyers. And I still remember the first day I had to go to court and represent a criminal. You're thinking, oh my God, is he going to like me? Is he going to judge me because I'm a woman? But one thing I learned is if you know your material, if you know your stuff, you're acting in your client's best interest, that client will respect you for the rest of his life.
Definitely.
And you will build up a relationship. And I can tell you right now, the first client who I have ever represented is still with me. It's not that you're a woman that they look at. They look at what knowledge you have and how you look after them and how you represent them. And if you can win that trust, then you have their vote with you. And that's exactly the same principle what I've applied in the football world.
Definitely. I think with any field, not just, you know, the two fields that you're in, and you know, it's the most important in that trust. Once you have that trust within a person and within the relationship of agent-client, or as in, you know, solicitor and defendant, that's the most important thing. But how long before you actually then, you know, when all that media attention came upon you in January 2014, what did you, how did it feel like a fish in a, you know, goldfish, thinking, well, you know what, all this attention's come upon me. How did that feel?
Max, do you know something?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I say every single day. Nothing has sunk in yet because I still work full-time as a lawyer.
Right.
I am working 24/7. I have to prioritize what I have to do on a daily basis. I go to court every day. I'm on call at night time. Being criminal lawyers, you're always on call at night, taking mm-hmm. phone calls, representing clients. I go to court on a weekend. So I have to allocate my time between not just with the media, but also when you have the football transfers, when you have your own players who want to meet you, or when you have the meetings with scouts and new players who want to come on your books.
Mm-hmm. I was actually going to mention that surely then from your solicitor and from your lawyer's field, you must have taken the 31st of August off.
I'm not thinking. I know that's the deadlines of the summer transfer, yes, and same with the one we've just had.
Yep, January 31st, yep.
Because it's like anything can happen right to the midnight.
Uh-huh.
So, yes.
That's great. So, I mean, now, you know, now that you're settled in, I know you're still doing your solicitor's work, right? But how do you feel now? Do you not have people really, really accepted you out there? Or do you still come across them, one or two people that think, well, you know what, first of all, who is she? Secondly, why should we deal with her in terms of being a female and an Asian? Do you still get a counter that in any way?
You're always going to get that slight rejection no matter whatever field you go into, but it's how you deal with it. I mean, I've come across agents who don't even know what they're doing themselves. Mm-hmm. Even that I found quite alarming. This I recall from the last year transfer dealings I did. And to me, at the end of the day, I think if you can prove yourself to the people who you're dealing with, you have knowledge about the game, about the rules and the regulations, you're respected. And same with clubs, I can tell.